All summer, we've been exploring the idea of waiting, why we do it, and how it affects us. Many neighborhoods see a spike in gun violence during the hot summer months. More people are outside, temperatures soar, and tempers flare. East New York, Brooklyn is one of those neighborhoods, but as WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports, there's a 40-block zone there that's bucking the trend, where activists are not content to sit back and wait for the next fatal shooting to take place.
This is Linden Boulevard. This is like the start of our target area.
Timothy Washington is an outreach worker with the anti-violence community group Man Up. He's on call 24 hours, waiting for his phone to ring so he can intervene before a fight escalates. But right now, his group and the 40 blocks it's active in are on a winning streak.
We're just grateful that we're able to appreciate and embrace the days that we have when no one has been shot or killed in the areas in which we work in.
This area includes three large public housing developments in East New York, a neighborhood with the highest number of shooting deaths this year. But there hasn't been a shooting in Man Up's zone since February, and no one's been shot dead since November 2014. At the Boulevard Houses, Washington joins Kenny Watson, another Man Up outreach worker at a basketball tournament the group hosts for kids.
We believe that violence is a disease. And in order to, to cause disease, you have to get it at the core.
And in treating violence like a public health problem, that means early prevention, like organizing basketball games for kids. 49-year-old Watson is known as a credible messenger, someone from the neighborhood who's been involved in crime or gangs at some point. But now he interrupts the cycle of violence. He says people respond to him because he understands where they're coming from.
Real recognize real. They think that you're a fake or phony at any time. They're going to roll over you. They're going to tell you, get the fuck out of here. Excuse my language, but that's what they're going to tell you.
Man Up works with Kings County Hospital. So when a victim enters, Watson's notified.
Like right now, if somebody called in the hospital and said, Brother Kenny, we had a shooting, stabbing, or we had an assault victim. You know, a lot of kids here, a lot of teenagers. So we try to get there and just try to get in their mind before they start talking crazy. Buy some time, that's what we call it. Hopefully we can get through some type of mediation before it goes any further. Good game, man.
Man Up was founded 11 years ago by Andre Mitchell.
Okay, hold tight.
He's a community leader, born and raised in East New York. In addition to interrupting violence on the streets, Mitchell's built safe places for young people to go, like a cafe, which he opened here in 2006.
So this is the BET. This is the Business and Entrepreneur Training Team right here.
It's wedged between a bodega and a church.
All our lives, for most of us, we never knew what it was like to operate from, a service counter or a business. We've always been consumers. Well, these young people here now are learning what it feels like to be on the other side of the counter. Hey, Hotep, Brother Christopher.
Outside, people are constantly coming up to Mitchell to shake his hand and give him a fist bump. And that's important for Man Up's efforts to work. He needs community buy-in.
Hotep's just essence.
He also needs to know when trouble's brewing in the neighborhood.
Because we hear about the disturbances that lead to the shooting.
Which can put Man Up at odds with the police.
We don't divulge matters that we work hard on to the police. And the police, they know that about us. We're not sharing information that may, be helpful for them in some sort of investigation. That's not our role.
That's why some programs like this fail. Jeffrey Butts is the director of the Research and Evaluation Center at John Jay College. He says an anti-violence program in Chicago fell apart over tensions with the police.
The precinct can feel aggrieved to find out that this whole episode of violence that just happened was known, that people knew that it was about to happen and no one told the police.
The NYPD says it has a strong and collaborative working relationship with Man Up. And Butts says his research at John Jay is looking into whether neighborhoods with such programs have seen a steeper decline in shootings than others that don't. Right now, it's too soon to tell. He says when outreach workers wait years rather than weeks for another shooting, they'll know it's working. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.
This summer, we're also collecting your stories about waiting, whether it's for something good or bad. Email a voice memo to waiting@wnyc.org, and we may play your story on the air.